following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. And we're going to go right to our first guest. And we, you know, we do this the same style every time. Our first guest is Donna Rosenblum. And Donna is the Executive Director of Reason to Smile. I just want to ask Donna, what is Reason to Smile?
Okay. Welcome, and thank you for having me. Reason to Smile is a 501c3 nonprofit here in the state of New York, and our mission is to support a school and a children's home in Mtwapa, Kenya. We basically raise money through total private donors and through presentations, and that money helps to subsidize this K-12 school in this small little town on the coast of Kenya, as well as support 20 technically orphan children that live in a children's home. So we support them 24/7. All expenses are paid: rent, food, clothes, health care, anything they need. And we are now dabbling in trade schools and universities for graduates of Jambo Jipya, or for kids that we know are in need. One of the big issues in the world today is people have the skills or people have the intelligence, they just don't have the resources to get where they need. So we do a little tiny bit of help in this area. I would love Reason to Smile to be able to grow to do much more, but we do what we do.
I want to ask you how you got involved, but before I do, Jambo Jipya. Mm-hmm. That's the only school. It's not like this year it's Jambo and next year it's another school.
No. I think originally I was not the original executive director or founder, which I'll talk about. I think the original vision was to help Jambo Jipya, but was hoping that we would be able to then help other schools or organizations with projects. They wanted to build a classroom, they would apply for a grant, and we would be able to give money. Or if they wanted to fund a specific student going to university and they needed a certain amount of money, we would be able to help. We just have not really gotten to the point that we financially can do that.
Okay.
So that's, it's all about the money, and you have to work with what you have.
Right, I agree.
Yeah.
How did Donna get involved? This is amazing. I read through the stuff, and I was just curious if, you could bring another school, but we'll talk more about these different things. But how did you personally get involved with this?
Exactly. When I got married 30 years ago, I honeymooned in Kenya, and I loved Kenya. I obviously still love Kenya. I love to travel.
Just back
I love
it
to
up.
See the world.
What made you go to Kenya?
I always wanted to go on safari, and my husband and I kind of felt like if we didn't do it then, there would be all these reasons why we couldn't go, There would always be, we're going to buy a house, we're going to start a family, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and so we felt that kind of trip we wanted to do then. So that was the catalyst. And then I read an article in American Teacher magazine many, 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 many years later about this young girl who started Reason to Smile, who was the executive director. And I just decided to research. I'm a school librarian and a former classroom social studies teacher. And I said, let me find out more about this organization. I'm now in a point in my life where I would like to do that kind of work and get involved on a global level. So that's what I did, and we became very close friends immediately. And, of course, my first question was, does Jambo Jipya have a library? And she said no. So that was my initial involvement was, that's going to be my thing. I'm going to build a library, and I'm going to bring books, and that's going to be my mission. And then, of course, other things got in the way, and so she asked me to be on the board. The board my daughter, who was a junior in college, decided that she was going to study abroad, and she was going to South Africa to the University of Cape Town. And I said to my husband, look, if we're going to go to South Africa for a trip, I have to go to Kenya, and I have to get to Mtwapa, and I have to see this school. So in 2013, my whole family went to South Africa, and we made a little side trip to Kenya. And that kind of solidified things for me, because I had been involved in Reason to Smile for 2 or 3 years, but I wasn't there. So now I got to meet the real people that here I was talking about or being involved in. And I have been going to Kenya ever since. So in 2015, the executive director at the time, Keila Grimet, she had gotten married and she had 3 children very quickly, and she was very overwhelmed and she just felt that she couldn't handle it. So I stepped in. I said, look, I'll be executive director. No problem. So I work a full-time job, and this is my side job, and I do this for no pay. I actually pay my own airfare when I go to Kenya. I use my own money when I'm in Kenya. All the money that comes into the organization really goes to helping the school.
That's honorable, because many times you read about these organizations.
Well, yep.
That, you know, and that's your airfare, and your husband's going with you, and everybody's going with you.
And when I stay, when I go to Kenya, I actually stay in the children's home with the kids. I don't stay in a hotel. I live with them. I eat the same food they do. I sleep in the same uncomfortable beds, and I feel like that's the way it is.
Right. Okay.
You know, and
what's food like?
Kenya has wonderful food and gourmet food. I mean, at the children's home, that's not what we eat.
Right.
The staple basically is rice and beans and ugali, which is a traditional African dish made from corn maize, a lot of potatoes, cabbage, mangoes, the best mangoes. I come back here to the United States and I pick mangoes at Stop and Shop. They're not quite the same. A lot of avocado, corn, and of course fish. We're on the coast, so we can get fresh fish, which we grill. Most of the food is made over an open fire in a big, like, outside oven type of thing that's used with charcoal and wood. And, when you're cooking for 20 people, it's a process.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know, it's, I don't cook. I have tried to help. I've gone into the kitchen and, you know, they're peeling potatoes with a knife. And
Donna, please get out of here.
Exactly, because I'm peeling the potato and I'm used to peeling with a peeler. So when you peel with a knife, you really have to be very skilled. So I'm peeling away the potato and the girls look at me and say, Donna, you're being very wasteful. Get out. And they throw me out of the kitchen. So, okay, you know, it's not my thing. I'm used to all my gadgets when I cook.
That is simple.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Which came first, Reason to Smile, or did the Academy come first? And how did they actually make that initial connection?
Yes. Jambu Jipya came first. It was established in 2004. Keila Dates Grimet went in 2000. She had graduated college in 2006, and she wanted to do some type of Peace Corps, Teach America type of ideal. And she went to Kenya. She didn't initially hook up with Christine Mwende, who runs Jambu Jipya, but she found Christine in her travels. And they became very, very close. And Keila spent time at the Jambu Jipya school, which at that point was probably only like a K-3, K-4 school. Mud classrooms, very, you know, in need. And Christine became like almost like a surrogate mother to Keila, and they were very close. And Keila came back, not thinking that she was going to continue this work, but could not leave. Like she said, you know, I came back to the United States, and all I kept thinking about was Kenya. And so she decided to start Reason to Smile so that she could fund and help support the school. And that was how it all came to be initially.
And you said it was started as a K through 3.
Right, school.
And where is it today? And what?
Today it's K-12, which is wonderful. In Kenya, elementary school is K-8, and then they take a big exam in 8th grade, almost like our SAT or ACT. It's called the KCPE. And that determines whether or not you can go on to high school and what kind of high schools. Most high schools in Kenya are boarding schools. So a boarding school, of course, costs a lot more money because you have to live there. And then there are all, you know, other fees that go along with it. It's not just straight tuition. That becomes very difficult. Many children don't go on. A lot of kids at 13, 14, that's the end of their education. They do not go on to high school because they can't afford to go.
So is high school the equivalent of what we might call college?
No, then there are trade schools, which are more what we would call college. They make a distinction. We use the word interchangeably here. College, university, it's kind of the same thing. In Kenya, college is you know, a more of a trade school, vocational school. It could be nursing, a nursing program. It could be a culinary program. It could be construction, mechanics, things of that nature. And then university is true university. And again, there are private universities in Kenya, and then there are public universities in Kenya.
And what is the population of those that do go to grade 12 that go on?
Where we are in Mtwapa, we try to support some of those kids in the trade school. So again, most of the what we call the orphan children that live at the Jumbo Jipya home, we definitely will put them through trade school. It's all about how much money we have. So right now, I just got word that three of our graduates in December all want to go on to nursing school. So there's a nursing school in Mombasa, which is close to Mtwapa, but nursing school for each girl is going to cost about $2,000 a year for room, board, books, uniform, supplies, and tuition. That's a lot of money. So that's $6,000, and then $6,000 again next year on top of the other kids that will be graduating and the kids we're already supporting. And we have one girl at university. We're very, very proud. We have a girl studying economics and accounting at the University of Nairobi, which was a big deal for her to get in, and the cost. So Reason to Smile, actually, that goes back to my son in his he went to Calhoun High School in Belmore Merrick School District, and they have a fashion show every year as part of a senior experience class. His senior experience class raised $10,000 in this fashion show, and they dedicated it to Maureen's tuition. So that money pays for Maureen's tuition. And basically that $10,000 can pay for tuition for university. Then there's all the other expenses. She has rent. She has food. She has books. She has, all of those things. And I pay for that personally. Out of my own pocket, because I promised Maureen that if she got to university, I would find the money to make it happen. So she's in her last semester of university, and then she will have, hopefully, we'll get her a internship, and then she graduates in December, and she will get a job. And we already have a couple of graduates who are working. And that's like, so when I go, I actually go and I visit them and I take pictures with them. And that's part of our newsletter. I put that on social media. And so it's very rewarding.
Now, in the general area, what is the percentage of people that actually go on to universities and have schooling in general? Is it relatively low?
Yes. What the actual numbers are, I don't know. Mtwapa is a very growing town. The coast of Kenya has a lot of tourism, so there's a lot of industry for that. But I have to say, most people, predominant members of the population, do not earn a major income. There's a lot of potential there, but it's just, if they earn $200 a month, $500 a month, that would be a very good salary.
So how do you choose those that are actually in the school?
And right.
How do they get, now it's known as a privilege, to be in that environment?
Yeah. It is difficult. It is difficult. A lot determines grades, and a lot determines, really making sure that the child that we're going to invest in is going to continue.
It's rather selective.
It's very selective. Christine is really involved. She runs the school. Her daughter, Destiny Pamba, also is a manager of the school. And I work with them. And I really leave those decisions up to them because I'm not there. I financially support, and we discuss lots of those things. And when I go to Kenya, of course, we spend lots of time discussing all of these things. But they're the ones that run the school. The school is a Kenyan school. Kenyan teachers, so I just provide opportunities. That's really my job.
Wow, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah. Thank you.
And just we are going into a break, but Jumbo Jipya, I'm saying it right.
Yes.
Where just geographically is the next school closest?
Oh, its school is about 10 to 15 kilometers north of Mombasa, which is the second largest city in Kenya. Nairobi is the largest city. Nairobi is about 6 hours away by car.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. Actually, we're going to take our first break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.